Welcome to 25th episode of Straight From Gully Cricket to Bouncy Wicket podcast. I'm your host, Srinivas. If you haven't found out from my opening line, there are two specialties for this episode. First one, this is our 25th episode. We are thankful to all the listeners for tuning into our podcast and supporting us for the past few months. So we are planning some exciting stuff post-IPL as well. Keep listening, guys. So I am joined by Raja and Manoj today as well. Raja, so do you have something to say?
So thank you everybody for listening to us, bearing with us, giving us space for us to voice our opinions and sticking together. And I'm sure we've become a bit of a community as well back on Twitter or other portfolio platforms. So we're very happy to be associated with this and for you to be a part of our journey together. So thank you very much.
Over to you, Manoj.
Yeah, firstly, I would like to thank all our listeners for tuning in, and we all started this a couple of months ago, and we didn't expect a huge response like this, so we are ever thankful to you. Keep listening to us.
Thank you, Manoj. And that brings us to the second speciality of the episode, which is this is going to be a collab episode with our friends from Stride Drive podcast. So welcome to the show, Manohar, Sarath and Uday.
Thank you, Srini. Really excited to be on this show. Congratulations to you two on 25th episode, and hope that you keep sharing content for a very long time.
Thank you, Manohar. We all know how cruel the second wave of pandemic has been, and it's good to see players and franchise have started announcing their contributions. And let's all hope this too shall pass and we'll emerge into a better tomorrow. So, yeah, it's been 3 weeks since IPL has started. We have seen few boring matches, few exciting ones, few nail-biting finishes, a mid-season captaincy change, and a super oval as well. So while all these things are one side, we have seen Virat Kohli winning the tosses as well. So we thought we'll do a mid-season review for all the teams. So without any further delay, let's get into the episode. Let's start the episode with RCB. Again, RCB is always an interesting team. They always looks promising. But so, Sharath, you are big fan of RCB. What are your thoughts on RCB's position right now, and what were your expectations at the beginning of the tournament?
Hi, Srini. Thanks for the introduction of the team and for and also our team. Honestly, before the start of every season, there are huge expectations on RCB, not only from the core fans, but also from the critics by chanting Isala Cup Namde. Thanks to that. Halfway into the IPL campaign, RCB are level on points, I think on top three. So I think they earned every right and deserve to be there. And this happened not purely out of luck, but some well-planned strategies, starting from scouting the young talent like Devdutt Padikkal, Rajat Patidar, Mohammad Azharuddin, from domestic cricket to the auction strategies, to trade Harshad Patel, Daniel Sams, and getting Kyle Jamieson from the auction, and also Maxwell to stem their middle order issues. So that's a good job, I guess, before starting the tournament. And then having once again, they have convinced AB de Villiers to don the keeping gloves, which solves a lot of their combination issues. Even Kohli cleared the air by announcing that he'll be opening this IPL. So that has also solved a lot of issues, I would say. So all in all, I think RCB seems to have a settled squad with a lot more bowling options like never before. So my expectations before the IPL is that RCB is going to do pretty well and sits in top two position like they did in 2020. But yeah, after 20 days, I would say the current position is I'm pretty much convinced with the team performance so far. They could have won the game against CSK, but also good game initially in the tournament. That is just like a wake-up call for the team. But yeah, pretty much happy with the team so far, Srini.
So far, what do you think are the big positives that they have seen?
Start with the batting department. The big positive so far is obviously the way DDP carried the way of form from his domestic circuit, say Vijay Hazare, Smat and all. So that mainly gives Kohli some time to settle and take on from there. In the middle order, Maxwell obviously seems to be happy with his batting position, and that is clicking for the team combination. And also huge appreciation to the bowling unit. They have clicked as a unit this time. Harshal Patel came out of syllabus, nowhere, starting doing wonder for the team. Jamieson, a lot of people pointed out that picking him for such a huge praise is rubbish, but look now, he is giving you 1 to 2 wickets for every game and slogging at the lower order. So, and then the rise of Siraj as a bowler from that Australian series. We seem to have seen a different Siraj this time. So he's coming into the IPL with such a confidence to me. And to me, that over to Russell defines the entire bowling unit.
I think you forgot to mention ABD.
ABD is just an exception to every positive which we are talking on this team. He's just a superman for us every time.
Yeah, I think, in fact, Virat Kohli has mentioned 3 or 4 times so far in his post-match presentation saying, you know, he hasn't played any competitive cricket in for the past 5 months, and him coming back and playing the way he is playing is amazing, man. I think no one will ever have any words left with them to praise ABD anymore. He's, you know, really testing vocabulary of lots and lots of reviewers and everyone. So, yeah, I mean, you have very nicely explained positives for them. So what are the negatives do you think in this season so far for them?
The foremost important for them is the concern of Virat Kohli's form. Obviously, strike rate is not a concern for me, but the way he's getting out and just at the right time when the team is needed him is a sign of worry for me. I mean, if he scores 50 or 50, I would take that any time. But the role he has, that's the role he has been given in the team. But the way he's getting out and just at the right time he's getting out, that is a bit of concern for me. That will only get better in the second half of the tournament just before going to the playoffs. Second one is that number three, they have an inconsistent number three batting slot. They need to have a settled number three going into the important phase of this tournament. And the third one for me is the form of Yuzvendra Chahal. Chahal is one of their go-to bowlers every time till now. Obviously, he has such a huge talent, but his dip in form is a cause of concern for me in terms of getting those important breakthroughs where you say in power play or just in middle overs. He bowled very well in the last match against Punjab. Seems to have get his mojo back. But yeah, RCB needs him to pick wickets just going into the playoffs, Srini.
Let's hope they'll improve or they'll find a solution for their middle order as well, especially I think they have given 5 or 6 chances for Rajat Pattidar so far. And I think barring one match, he has not really proved his worth. Let's see how they're going to go forward. Any changes going forward for them, or maybe something, a bowling change or a batting change? What do you expect?
Like I said, having a settled number three would do for them. You either move Maxwell to number three because he also needs some time before getting on, or else bring Mohammad Azharuddin and give him the freedom to tong the ball coming at number three. Even if he fails, they have Maxwell or AB to get those runs at the end. By chopping the number three doesn't help you as a batting unit. I think that is one position they can improve before going to the playoffs.
I think they have Sachin Baby as well, right?
Even yeah, they can keep, use him as
and
well, yes.
Maybe they can give a little bit of rest to ABD as well if required.
Yeah.
And do you think recent form of Harshal Patel is a concern for them? I think two out of the last 3 matches, he has gone for more than 50 runs.
I think they need to restrict him to middle overs rather than giving him the slot overs because he doesn't have that pace to bowl. Anything between 11 to 15 or just after the power play is a better over slot, I would say.
So who do you think is a standout player for RCB so far in this season?
I would say Harshal Patel and AB de Villiers, Shuni.
Okay. So where do you think RCB will end up after the initial round of 54 matches, or where do you want them to end up?
In the second half, they will be playing 5 matches at Kolkata. So that is a pace pitch where all the 5 batters would love to bat. So I would think they would finish in top 2.
Definitely. And that's a dream for any team. I think they are well positioned to do that. Let's hope Isala Cup Namde. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Sarath, for sharing your views. Let's move on to the next franchise, which is Rajasthan Royals. So Manoj, you have been a big fan of Rajasthan Royals for quite some time now. So again, I don't say this is unfamiliar zone for them, sitting at 7th place in the points table at mid stage of the tournament. What were your expectations before start of the tournament, Manoj? And do you think they deserve this position in the points table?
So, you know, after, having a disappointing season last year, as a result, ending up at the bottom of the table, I think Rajasthan being the underdogs had a lot of pressure on them to perform well this season. So they went into the auctions pretty well prepared. I think they were, lacking a few all-rounders, I would say. So they went into the auction to, fix that. Prior to the auction, they had released about 8 players who, leaving out Smith is an arguable one, but I would say the others were not really adding value to the team. So I think that was a good move. And they have picked a really nice bunch of players. So they picked up Chris Morris, who attracted the highest bid in the IPL of about 16.25 crores. And they've also picked up Shivam Dubey, who really is a great all-rounder in my view. And also some really promising youngsters like Chetan Sakaria and some nice overseas players as well. Also, being given the captaincy to Sanju Samson, thought it would change the fortunes for them. I also thought that was a brilliant move. You know, burdening Sanju could help him as a player. And yeah, they came well prepared to this season as well. They started off well, but then lost their way. I think
something not new for them.
Yes, of course. But I think they're trying to fix problems. But the big problem for me is there's lack of consistency in the team. I think to the outside world, they're seeing captaincy of Sanju not working because he himself is not really sure of how to, you know, work out certain situations. So all in all, a team which is still, you know, trying to pull their socks up, this is how I would see this team currently.
Thanks for your thoughts, Manoj. And what are the positives so far in this season?
I think, to be honest, the batting has been pretty good, I would say, if not consistent, because Sanju has taken that responsibility. And if you see, he's scored one big 100 and he's contributed. And also, Chris Morris doing his bit to the team. Whenever he's given opportunity with bat, he's done that and he's picking wickets now and then. So I think that's a good positive. And also, we have seen glimpses of Chetan Sakaria, you know, players like Riyan Parag who are doing well. So I think, yeah, these are the positives for me. I think if they keep doing well, if they ever, you know, working towards it, they will become a better team in the later stages of this tournament.
So Manoj, you have brought 2 points, consistency and Sanju Samson, which doesn't go together generally. But I am sure captaincy is bringing him some consistency into his game. So let's hope he'll continue. And he's a great talent, man. He's a great talent. And if you want to know about his talent, just read newspapers of the first game of, you know, every season. So every season he plays a beautiful game and everyone will start jumping saying, you know, how come Sanju Samson is not there in the Indian team? Yeah, let's hope captaincy will change fortunes for him. So what are the negatives so far, do you think, for RR this season?
I mean, they have some really inexperienced youngsters who playing this game. So I think they have buckled under the pressure, you know, these because they have not been in these match situations. These crunch games could sort of, I mean, they do get the best out of you, but sometimes you don't play well. So I think if they fix these issues, playing under pressure, you know, showing some consistency, I think will help the team.
Okay, so let me put the question to you in this way. With whom did you get disappointed most this season?
I think Josh Butler was one guy, but today he proved me wrong with his brilliant century. I think he keeps that. I mean, if he keeps doing that, I think I have no problems. But I want the youngsters to step up a little more and, you know, perform well.
Yeah, speaking of youngsters, today RR has fielded 6 uncapped players. Probably the most by any team, 6 uncapped players, and with Sanju Samson as 7th and 4 overseas players. So if you look at that way, I think RR is a domestic players factory, if you ask.
Yeah, it's been that way. If you look at the journey of RR with Shane Warne, Rahul Dravid, and then Shane Watson, it's always been, you know, encouraging for the youngsters, uncapped players, giving them opportunity.
So Manoj, as we speak, they are in 7th position in the points table. So what changes do you suggest as a fan of RR to improve their position in the points table?
I think to have about to have your co-players not change too much with your playing combination would help them. I think I truly believe that if they get their combination right, they would soon.
I like that mentioned in between. If they get their combination right.
Right. I really hope so.
They'll get their combination right before it's too late. Who do you think is star of the season so far for RR?
To be honest, there hasn't been a star. If you look at, I think Sanju is one guy. If you look up the stats, he's the one guy who's amongst the runs, top 10 run scorers in this season. So I would say Sanju.
Before we move on to next franchise, I think I just want to express my sympathy to RR, Manoj. They have so much of foreign talent, and then having lost the foreign talent like that and finding it difficult to, you know, find a replacement. And again, other teams are also not supporting when asking as a player's loan. Still, I think RR is always some team which starts at the bottom, and let's hope they are going to finish up at least in the top 4 or 5th position. Yeah, thanks for your thoughts, Manoj. Okay, guys, so let's move on to our next franchise. This time, Punjab has come before Kings. Kings usually come before Punjab. So let's look how Punjab Kings is faring this season. So my question to you, Manohar, what were your expectations about Punjab Kings before start of the tournament? And do you think they are in good position at this point, standing fifth in the points table?
Hi, Shrini. So first expectation was to be more consistent than what they were in 2020. And that's something they have not been able to do. They won a very close game against Rajasthan in the first match. And then there were a couple of losses where they batted first, really low-scoring games against Chennai and then SRH. And then, you know, they won a good game. I mean, probably that was their perfect game against Mumbai. And then again, you know, there was a loss and then they won against RCB. So it's kind of up and down. I mean, one day they come like with blazing guns and the other day, you know, they just don't turn up. Yeah.
Manohar, I have a theory here. Probably I just want to explain it here once again. So Punjab basically has two teams. So team A and team B. So team A and team B plays alternate matches. So first game will be played by team A, second game will be played by team B. So and all of them look alike and all of them have same names basically. So if you look at what happened so far this season, every alternate game, they'll have a bad game. Every odd number of game they play well and every even number of game they don't play well. I really hope I'll get equal credit as the, you know, secret blogger of 2009 IPL.
So fake IPL player, yeah.
Yeah, so I really hope I'll get equal credit. What are the positives do you think for Punjab Kings this season, Manohar?
Yeah, before I go there, I think the perfect analogy in world cricket probably would be Pakistan, who are as inconsistent as you rightly said. So, yeah, I think somehow the overall team balance doesn't come out. And, you know, the problem with, and before I come to, you know, positives, it's both a positive as well as a negative. So that's what I'm touching upon here, is neither KL Rahul nor Mayank Agarwal, let's say, they are not out and out hitters. I mean, they are more of good defense, test match kind of players, but the situation demands both of them to be coming up and, you know, scoring at 140, 150, which both of them have not been able to do. And as a result of that, the cascading effect has been going wrong. So positive is Rahul staying for a longer period and, you know, wearing the orange cap. And of course, Gale has come to party every now and then. And of course, Huda played really good innings in one or two matches. So I think those are the and again, in Shami and Bishnoi, we had a couple of good performances in one match, but not in all.
And as usual, Shah Rukh Khan and Preeti Zinta is a good hit combination, right?
only on the silver screen, not on ground.
Okay, so what do you think are the negatives for Punjab Kings so far? So where do you classify KL Rahul? So first clarify that. So he's in positive side or he's on the other side.
Yeah, I think we are recording this episode right after the news where Rahul has been ruled. I mean, he's going to get an operation of appendicitis and probably will be missing, you know, at least few more games, if not all the games. So in that, Punjab is not just losing an opener or a keeper, but a captain as well. Now they have to find a captain from within.
I think they should bring in Anil Kumble. I don't see anyone else doing that job now.
Yeah, probably. Or Wasim Jaffer. I don't know. So I think it's a big blow. And So from the negative point, I think the biggest disappointment has been, of course, Nicholas Pooran. I mean, he and his series of ducks. I mean, he kept on improving. Like he got a three-ball duck, two-ball duck, one-ball duck, and I think diamond duck where he didn't face a ball and got run out or something.
I think you really have a good memory. You have still count of how many ducks he has got this season.
Yeah, there was a screenshot in one of the memes. So we were just forwarding that a lot. So, but yeah, I mean, and I'm surprised by them not utilizing the world number one T20 batsman, David Malan. Somehow he's been, you know, not getting the chances as much as possible. So I don't know the team strategy there.
I think the only reason I could see is just Kohli calling KL Rahul and saying him, you know, don't give him much of chances that may come back and backfire to us. Because I don't know why, you know, because they have got him at very good price, right? I think they have purchased him at base price. And yes. I thought that was a very good buy for them. So probably I think they might have to bring him now, KL Rahul missing few matches. I don't see anyone else opening for them or coming one down for them.
Yeah. And the two expensive buys, actually, they overcompensated with Jai Richardson and Riley Meredith, who again did not, you know, displayed half their BBL form. And that was maybe because of pitches, maybe because of, I mean, conditions. So again, so that's something that has hurt their chances a lot. More than the bowling, it's a batting that didn't click for Punjab this year, is my opinion.
So what changes do you foresee going forward, Manohar?
I think with KL not being there this season, I mean, reaching playoffs looks very difficult. I mean, as I told, he comes here, is the most crucial player. I mean, we all had him in our fantasy and, you know, we had to change our teams just because we got to know that he wasn't there today. You know, they have to strengthen their batting. And again, I don't even see who is going to come. Maybe Deepak Hooda should go up the order. Gale should open with Mayank. And then give David Milan, you know, number four spot so that, you know, he plays for longer period of time, which means their bowling will take a hit because, you know, apart from maybe Bishnoi, I don't see any Indian. I mean, there are Arshdeep Singh and the last match, the hero, you know, Mr. Brar. We have to see how they perform consistently. As I said, the matter has been of consistency for Punjab.
Thanks for your inputs, Manohar. Yeah. One last question to you. So, who do you think is a star performer for Punjab Kings so far this season?
So far, it was Rahul, of course. He's the orange cap holder. And I think because of him, they won a couple of matches. Yeah.
So they are in fifth position in the points table. And as you say, KL Rahul is the star performer and they are losing him. So I really don't think they are going to make it to playoffs. And if they are going to make it, I think we are going to see an exciting IPL. So let's hope all good for them.
Yeah, yeah. I also don't predict Punjab going into the qualifiers from now. Right then, we have the last franchise for this episode. I know that Chennai has a huge fan in Mr. Srini. So there's a flipping of roles here. I'm going to be asking Srini the questions here. Now, Srini, after last year's huge disappointment where Chennai did not qualify for the playoffs for the first time, how do you rate Chennai's performance so far? You must be very happy.
Yeah, definitely, Manohar. Let me be honest first. When I looked at the squad before the tournament, I thought they'll make it to top four definitely. But I thought they'll struggle to make it to top four. But today, as I see where they are on top of the table. So I didn't really expect them that they are going to be on top of the table during the mid-season. But yeah, quite happy with the way they are positioned and quite happy with the way they are really playing, because they hardly have used the players in reserves. And yeah, of course, it's a double-edged sword, but still, I think the team looks quite confident and I don't see there is any big problem for this team.
Right. And, you know, most of the international players and even, of course, Jadeja himself has played really good performances. So which one stands out for you? You know, what went really well for CSK?
So many positives, Manohar. They have so many positives because I kept saying this and I'll say it once again. There is only one way for CSK to win this tournament, which is a whole lot of team has to contribute. They don't have a, you know, single match winner or two people who can take them, you know, all the way. A lot of players have to perform and they are really performing well. That's a big positive for them. And coming to next point, I think Moeen Ali has been amazing and providing what was lacking exactly in the last season. So last season, they don't had a player who can really, you know, speed up things in the middle overs. But this season, he's perfectly doing that. And I'm really happy seeing performance of Fav, be it Ruturaj Gaikwad. Both of them were giving excellent starts. And Jadeja's all-round performance. We all know what kind of fielder Jadeja is. Him coming back in, you know, all the three departments. I'm really excited to, you know, see him bowling well. Because last season, if you see, like, we have seen a great transformation from Jadeja, especially in batting department. But his bowling form was pretty bad in the last season. But I think barring yesterday, I don't think he had a bad day. Overall, lots of positives for CSK.
Right. And I'm kind of an SRH fan also, apart from supporting RCB. The one that CSK played, it was an out and out Jadeja's match. Not just the huge hitting at the end, but also, the RCB match. And where, you know, he was throughout the match and just won it single-handedly for...
True, Manohar. I think the way he has hit those sixes to Harshal Patel, who was a purple cap holder. And if you look at the bowling stats of Harshal Patel in that match, I think for three overs, he went for 14 odd runs or 13, yeah. 14 runs. he was really bowling well, and then hitting him for those 36, 37 runs was amazing. And if you say that, you know, Jadeja is coming back from an injury and doing that, I mean, it's amazing, really incredible player he is.
Yeah. And what do you see of the adjustment that CSK had to do to the various other grounds? Because they usually have a fortress at Chepauk, because they didn't play at Chepauk this year. How was that? You know, how did they adapt to the rest of the...
No, I think they are going to adapt it very easily. I think they have enough players to do that. But I think, see, one thing, if you ask me, is they still have some trouble with the bowling department. You can call a negative point in the season so far, because Shardul Thakur, who was supposed to be a wicket taker in the middle overs, is, you know, really bowling in a bad shape, because he took only 5 wickets in the 7 matches so far. And he is giving away almost more than 10 runs an over. And again, death bowling is an issue. Sam Curran seems to be the only reliable, only death bowler for them. So there was no support from him from the other end. Again, they are getting Jason Behrendorf as a replacement. So again, he is not a death bowler. So I think overall, if I see, if I have to, you know, nitpick, they have an issue with death bowling, and this may really cause concern going into other grounds, especially when they go to Bangalore.
Right. And, you know, maybe it's a coincidence, but the both the matches that CSK lost this season have been where they batted first, scored really high, and they, you know, couldn't defend such high totals. Maybe going into playoffs, do you see that as a cause of concern as well?
I'm not sure how their game plan is going to be. But yes, this is definitely a point to worry. I mean, this whole death bowling is going to be a deciding factor for them for winning this tournament. But going to playoffs, I think they're going to make it anyway.
Right. And if I have to ask you about one standout player from CSK this season, who would that be?
I think there are quite a few players for them, because we have seen what Raidu has done yesterday, and Faf du Plessis is in race for Orange Cap, and we have seen Rituraj Gaikwad performing well. But I think Moeen Ali, I would say, because middle overs run rate, if we look at, I think last year they were scoring at 7-odd runs in the middle over, and this year they are scoring at 9-odd runs. It's definitely credit to Moeen Ali. And yeah, I think Moeen Ali is their star performer so far this season. Not by a huge margin, but yes, everyone is performing for them. But I think Moeen Ali is a little ahead of others.
And maybe this is the last time a few of them would be playing together in under CSK franchise. For the remaining tournament, who do you want to play even more? And we didn't even mention Chinnathala, you know, so far. So any thoughts on that?
I think he was not in great touch. That's what I have to say, if I have to speak honestly, keeping emotions aside. But of course, Chennai is all about emotion. But again, if they have to make two playoffs, or if they have to win the tournament, we have to keep the emotions aside. But barring first match, I didn't see him playing really well or seeing him in good touch. So, yeah, I think his form is also a little bit of concern. But yes, a lot of other players are contributing, and, you know, that problem was really not surfacing. So I hope he'll improve and he'll show his glimpse maybe one last time.
Well, we all hope that he does, because he has been a great, you know, player both for India as well as Chennai.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We hope we have made good points. So let's catch up with you all in the next episode, reviewing Balance Franchise. Thank you. Bye-bye.